Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. And welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. Man, I am ridiculously excited about being your host today. My name is Ken Jocelyn. Super excited. Thanks for joining us. If this is your first time, man, just want to say, number one, we are honored. Our downloads and listens and subscriptions are going through the roof. This has been, to be honest with you, an incredible dream of mine and our team to be able to come to you every Monday with Coaching with Ken. I want to talk to you today. I just had the most unbelievable 10-day trip. I know I talk a lot about the power of relationships, and this past 10 days were, I guess, the power of relationships on steroids. I mean, I talk about, it's printed in our GSD planner at the bottom right-hand page under goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three wins, 1% better, and scoreboard is a quote that I've been writing in my planner. Well, I wrote my 10X planner for about a year and a half before we created our own. It says, get in rooms with people who think bigger than you do. Well, I was on the way a week. Today is Monday, as we drop these on Monday. So it was almost 2 weeks ago. I was on a plane headed to Dallas to record a television show with my good friend Marie Cosgrove, and then flying from there to New York City to speak for my guy Josh York and his, I guess, top 75 or top 100 franchisees. For gym guys, and I get a call from a new friend named Vic who said, dude, can you come to Montana, to Whitefish, Montana? Might be the most beautiful place I've ever been in my entire life. So can you come spend the weekend? Sure. So rearrange my travel, my flight, my two-day trip, extended to Whitefish, Montana for 3 days, and I got a call from my good friend Randy Garn who said, man, listen, we're doing this golf tournament in Salt Lake City. Fly over to Salt Lake, spend a couple of days with me, and then we'll fly down to San Diego to do this Tim Tebow mastermind and yacht party, raising money for Tim's foundation. So I said, sure. So my two-day trip turned into 10 days. And so many amazing new relationships that I got connected with and that I met. Two very, very, very special relationships that I know I really feel like God has connected two amazing individuals with me for what I believe is lifetime. You know, when you have relationships, there's reasons, seasons, and lifetimes. And I really believe that these two are lifetime relationships. We'll talk about that more in the future. But one of the things I had an opportunity to do was spend some time with Tim Tebow. Those of you guys that are sports fans, as I drink my pre-workout, because I know I have a F45 workout early this morning, 5 a.m. It's 4 a.m. as I record this podcast this morning. I got to spend some time with Tim Tebow this week. Got to be in a room of literally some unbelievable entrepreneurs and business people in this room. Tons of friends of mine. Carlos Reyes was there. Four of the five guys that I'm on. Actually, there's six of us, but five of the six guys that are on a text thread every single day, including me, we're all in the room. Gary Brecka, 10X Health Systems partner, man, just dropped a brand new huge podcast. Not Joe Rogan, but Dana White did. He's helped Dana really regain his life, working him through that superhuman protocol. My good friend Brent Gove, one of the top guys at EXP, who had a moment to share in front of, I think it's probably 200 people in that room during the mastermind. My good friend Master Jeff, one of my best friends in the whole world between him and Nate. And then my good friend Randy Garn, who was one of the guys that helped put the event on. A phenomenal event. I watched them In that event, several guys get up and speak. Uncle G, my man Grant Cardone was there, shared some. Brandon Dawson was there, shared some. Just a phenomenal day, and just got to spend some time with some really, really close friends, meet some new guys, meet some new girls. It was just a phenomenal, phenomenal day. But one of the things that happened during that day was Pete Vargas and the team there raised, their goal was $2 million to raise for Tim Foundation. Now, Tim has a foundation that helps rescue sexual exploited or trafficked children. Unbelievable passion and desire that he has for his nonprofit and for his work. And in that, they crushed the $2 million goal, and they actually hit $4 million. They raised $4 million, which blew me away, which, guys, leans back into my quote, get in rooms with people who think bigger than you do. They had a $2 million goal, and they crushed it. I remember when Pete said $2 million goal during the day. There's probably 400 people on the yacht party that contributed to getting that goal to $4 million. And it absolutely blew the original goal out of the water. So I want to share with you from my time with Tim this week. Got to spend a couple minutes with him. We're talking with him about doing some stuff together in the future to be able to support his nonprofit as well. He shared a lot of stories, obviously, during the day. But I want to tell you three takeaways, three things I learned from Tim Tebow today. Just being able to spend that day with him. Obviously, I'm a Michigan and a big Georgia fan, so never was a Florida Gators fan. Obviously, Tim is a Heisman Trophy winner, national champion. I think they may have won it twice. Phenomenal human being, married to Miss Universe. I mean, how many guys out there would want to be married to Miss Universe? But here's three things that I learned from Tim. Number one, is humility. I'm fortunate and favored and blessed to be around a lot of amazing, amazing, amazing human beings, very successful, very significant human beings. And the one thing that I got from Tim in the room, he literally sat right next to me. One thing I got from him was just his humility, the way that he carries himself. And, you know, when you get my age, which is 54 now, I turned 54 back in August, about a month ago. When you get my age, you are attracted to and you seek out people who live humble lives. One of the things that I have in my non-negotiables for my future partner is that she's humble. She doesn't believe her own press clippings. And a lot of us, especially in this space, a lot of friends that are very successful, seven-figure earners, eight-figure earners, but I don't really spend time with any of them who don't walk in humility, who don't really buy into or believe their own press clippings. And this is the one thing I got about Tim was, out of the few things that I learned, the number one thing was probably just the level of humility that he operated in. And it was you could literally tell in his countenance, in his presence, that this was a man who was humble. And this is a guy who had done some unbelievable things. He has got some huge accomplishments and achievements as an athlete. He's done some amazing, amazing things, obviously winning the Heisman Trophy Award. He was one of the most humble people that I had ever gotten to spend some time with. And he was super passionate about his call, his cause. And so I would say, number one, the first thing that I learned from Tim was humility. Just a super humble guy, super successful. Again, married to Miss Universe people. Come on. I mean, see, he's not married to just a beautiful woman. He's married to Miss Universe. But the dude was so humble. The dude was so passionate about what he was doing. He was so, literally every fiber of his being was passionate about this call that he has to be able to help sexually trafficked children. It was absolutely unbelievable. So number one, I learned from Tim is humility. Number two, I learned, you know what, doesn't matter what my goals are, they are achievable. My goals are achievable. Tim shared a story at the Mastermind on Wednesday about the Heisman Trophy. And he said, I think it was Chris, I can't remember his last name now, at ESPN that does the Heisman presentation every year. But anyway, he's getting ready to do the Heisman Trophy presentation, and they go to a commercial break, and he said that Chris leans down and he says, guys, one of he covers the mic. He goes, guys, one of you guys is about to win the Heisman Trophy. Chris Fowler. And Chris Fowler, he said, he looks at us and he goes, one of you guys is about to win the Heisman Trophy, and it's going to change your life forever. And so, number one, humility I learned from Tim. Number two, my goals are achievable. And he said, he's sitting there, and he's with the top college football players in the world. And he sits there and he goes, you know, he said, your life's going to change forever, and you're forever going to be known as a Heisman Trophy winner. You're part of the club. And, you know, he talked a little bit about the commercials that they shoot, the Heisman Trophy commercials they do every year with all the different Heisman winners, the Heisman House, hilarious, hilarious commercials. And obviously, you know, he won the Heisman Trophy. Won the Heisman Trophy. I think they won two national championships. I know they at least won one. But the second thing that I learned from Tim is that my goals are achievable. I don't care what you want to do. Your goals are achievable. Dream big. There's one thing I've learned from the amazing people that I get to spend time with. I was with my good friend Vic in Whitefish, Montana. I mentioned that just a minute ago, who sold 11 or successfully was acquired 11 of his companies from Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway for $8 billion. That's a billion with a B, $8 billion. And the one thing I text Vic, we were texting back and forth this weekend, and one of the things I text Vic was, dude, you were such a source of confirmation for me. There are points along the journey for the vision and dream that God's put in your heart where you're going to have people come into your life and it's going to be like confirmation moments. Like, okay, I'm going in the right direction. I know that I'm doing exactly what I need to do in order to accomplish what God's put in my heart. Like the big dream, the big vision, the thing that I have painted, the picture I painted for what my life looks like. So, man, I learned from Tim that my goals are achievable. Heisman Trophy, first round draft pick in the NFL. Obviously, his NFL career didn't go exactly the way that he hoped it would. Other thing I learned from Tim is, dude, he's a huge dude. Like, he's massive. I can't believe what a big dude he is. I would not want to have to hit that dude if I was a defensive player in the NFL or in college, because he was a huge, huge, huge young man. My goals are achievable. Heisman Trophy, first round draft pick. And then after football, what did he do? He went to professional baseball. I think he made it to Double A, hit a few home runs, did good. I mean, just showed what an unbelievable work ethic he had. Obviously talented, but an unbelievable workout, an unbelievable work ethic that he had to be able to go after these dreams that he had. But guys, number two, your goals, they're achievable. They really are. I don't care what it is you feel like God's put in your heart. It is achievable. We started GSD 2.5 years ago, still 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years ago this year will be a multiple seven-figure business, serving and helping people and helping make a difference, helping business leaders build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. As a matter of fact, the more I think about it, the confidence component for business people, I think, is the number one thing. It's absolutely huge. So goals are achievable, Heisman Trophy, first round draft pick, professional baseball, and he married Miss Freaking Universe. Come on, somebody. What an amazing, 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 amazing dude. Third thing is I learned. So humility, that my goals are achievable. Number three is my purpose may not be what I originally thought. Here's the young man who's raised in, you know, to be and groomed to be an unbelievable college and professional athlete. You know, he is locked in and focused. Heisman Trophy, national champion, going to the NFL, first round draft pick, does all these things, spends several years bouncing around back and forth in professional football, out in, finally realizes his dream is up. He even shared about Bill Belichick calling him and and asking him to come play for the New England Patriots. He was a, you know, just an unrestricted free agent. Really, nobody wanted him. He'd been cut several times. He gets into camp, and Coach Belichick tells him, he goes, you know, hey, listen, we've got a quarterback. Obviously, it's Tom Brady. We don't need a quarterback. I think they put Tim at tight end, or fullback is where they had him, the position that they had him in at the time. And he goes, you know, I was there, and he really walked through some opportunities that he had there. But literally, I guess a week to 10 days before the final cuts, he got cut, and his NFL dream was over. And that's when he really started begin to have time to be able to focus in on the Tim Tebow Foundation and what he's doing for sexually trafficked and missing and exploited children. And so one of the biggest things I learned was that my purpose may not be what I originally thought. And some of you guys, you're out there and you may be like, okay, what is my purpose? What is my why? And you may be just like locked in and you may think it's one thing. And sometimes life throws you a curveball, just like it did Tim. Sometimes life throws you a curveball and it may not be to be a quarterback in the NFL. It may not be to be fill in the blank, whatever it is you had a desire and dream to do. But what happened is, and I'll share with you from my own personal story. When we started our GSD Elite Mastermind back in May of last year, we're about to have our third event in a month. We'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona for our third. We've grown from, you know, 24, 25 people to 37, 38 people. This one will have between 50 to 60 at this mastermind. I'll never forget, we got through with the one in just right outside of Atlanta on the lake, on Lake Lanier, and we're there in this beautiful $2 million house. We're hosting the mastermind during the day and spending time with just some amazing, amazing human beings that I love dearly and that are in our mastermind. And Sean Lovejoy, who is my pastor, coach, mentor for the past probably 13, 14 years. Sean comes, he speaks. He just, I think Baker Publishing had just published, or Thomas Nelson had just published his book, Killer Teams. You know, Sean's been a dear, dear friend, ally, confidant. He's one of my guys that are in my corner. And I'll never forget, he came in, he spoke at the mastermind. And when we got done the next week, we went over to Chipotle to grab some lunch. And he told me, he goes, Ken, listen, everything that I've watched you walk through the past 12 to 14 years prepared you for what I saw you do in that room. You know, there were years where all I wanted to do was pastor a church. All I wanted to do was serve God. All I wanted to do was help people. All I wanted to do was help couples. All I wanted to do was fulfill what I knew God had put in my heart. And I'll never forget, there's a couple of moments, you know, in the past 12 years that were very difficult for me. Number one was, you know, stepping out of full-time vocational ministry, going back into real estate because of a medical condition. When I found out my 23-year-old daughter, Sarah Beth, she was probably 20 at the time. Actually, she was probably 19 at the time. We found out she had juvenile epilepsy, moved from Georgia over to Birmingham, Alabama, so she could finish school at Highlands College. It's like a ministry leadership academy college. And then so she could go to UAB because they have one of the top epilepsy centers in America. She's been seizure-free now, because I get this question all the time. She's been seizure-free now for over 3 years. But we made that move, and I remember stepping out of full-time vocational ministry, and I remember sometimes feeling like, man, God, I feel like I almost let you down. Like, I know this was my purpose or this was my why. And one of the things, again, I learned from Tim was that your purpose may not be originally what you thought it was, but what you're going through and where you're at in this stage of your life will collectively together help you walk into your purpose in the future, even though it may change. And I'll never forget, Sean and I are sitting down in just right outside of Birmingham at Chipotle. And he goes, dude, what I saw you do in that room with that level of 7- and 8-figure earners, I've never seen that before. And he goes, Ken, I've watched you now for 12 to 14 years, and everything that God brought you through, allowed you to be a part of, took you through, was just him building you to be the man that I saw in that room now helping those elite business owners really learn how to, again, build community inside of that mastermind. So three things, guys, I learned from Tim Tebow. Number one, humility. People are attracted to people who don't buy or read their own press clippings. And again, guys, I get to hang out with some very amazing, amazing people. I've got some incredible, incredible friends, very super, uber successful, guys that are worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, guys that are super successful. But I really don't have anybody in my life, my community, my circle, or my corner that don't really live and operate at a very high level of humility. They understand it's really not about them. God's blessed them. They're very good at business. A lot of those guys are very good at life. They're very good at helping and serving other people and really living out their why. Number two, my goals are achievable. I don't care what it is that you want to do. Obviously, I'm not going to play in the NBA because I'm 5'10", I'm 54 years old, and I'm still a little overweight, even though I've lost 80 pounds. I'm not going to play in the NBA, but you understand what I'm saying when I say your goals are achievable. And the third thing is your purpose may not be what you originally thought it was going to be. But even if it isn't, the things that God has brought you through and the experiences and the things that you've done, there's no failures. There's only opportunities to be able to learn. Through those things, God is building you to ultimately walk in, connect with, and fulfill the purpose that he's put on your life. So I hope this has helped you guys today. It's kind of light, but it's just some really cool things I learned from this past week. And again, guys, if this is added value to you, our passion, I am super ridiculously passionate. Our team is to helping business leaders build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. If this has added value to you in any way, I'd love for you to do one thing. Smash that subscribe button. Go over to whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. Leave us a 5-star review. Snap a screenshot of this episode. Share it on your social media. And I'd love to be able to reshare that on Instagram if you'll tag me at Ken Jocelyn. And guys, I cannot wait to be back with you. We've got some amazing, amazing, amazing guests coming on our, dropping on our podcast this Wednesday. We just published one with my good friend Lauren Zoller, one of the top somatic therapists, dating and relationship experts. It's a phenomenal. And then my 90-Day Reset podcast I dropped a couple weeks ago, within 1 week was the number one downloaded podcast that we've ever had. Thousands of downloads. It blows me away that's happening in this podcast. But guys, we owe it all to you, and our team is extremely, extremely grateful for you. Until next time, go get it. Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.